The term supergroup usually means big songs from big superstars with even bigger egos. But on this date, October 18th, 1988, it turned out that didn't apply to one of the all-time best supergroups when the Traveling Wilburys released their debut album. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. And at first, it seemed like an impossibility. Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty, all in the same band? Each member used pseudonyms, and the album artwork and liner notes were meant to look like a found relic, and that the album titled Volume 1 came across more like a joke than a summit of superstars. The lead single was Handle With Care, and even though it wasn't a huge hit, it encapsulated what made each individual member so special. It's also how the Wilburys began. George Harrison needed a B-side for a European single, and he reached out to Jeff Lynne, who produced his previous record, Cloud Nine. Roy Orbison was working with Lynne at the time on his new album, but they needed a studio, so they all called Bob Dylan to see if his was available. And on the way to the session, George Harrison stopped by Tom Petty's house to pick up a guitar. It ended up being one big happy accident, but it was one that wouldn't last. Just a few weeks after the album's release, Roy Orbison would suffer a fatal heart attack at the age of 52. Considering how casually the album came together, it would make sense that the Traveling Wilburys would have been a temporary thing to begin with. 2 years later, a follow-up record was made with the remaining foursome, and it was obvious there was something missing. It's one of the ultimate what-ifs in rock. Had Roy Orbison lived longer, would the Wilburys have continued? But they do remain one of the best supergroups of all time, and it came together on this date, October 18th, 1988, when the Traveling Wilburys released their debut album. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.